Welcome back, D-Line. I'm Joe Torti, 97.5 The Fanatic. Hanging out together until midnight. D, we've been talking about the Eagles and the Jets, and in particular, it's how can the Jets hang tough? Are there things that you should worry about? I know that Jimmy from Mount Holly and a couple other callers have called in and pointed out that, look, there are a lot of good teams, or at least difficult to score on teams, that the Jets have had trouble against. And let's face it, the Eagles' defense hasn't been
all that
outrageous. Yes. Yeah, exactly. They're not going to likely get all that much better. Rob Motti tweets this out. Jaguars owner Shad Khan tells the AP's Mark Long that they're not trading Jalen Ramsey. We're still looking at what is the right thing for the Jaguars, and I think right now the best thing is to have him be part of the team, which is what we've been talking about for a while. That's been their official position.
Yeah, they don't want to be business partners.
Now, the right now part of it is what people will circle and be like, oh, well, you know, they just haven't heard the right offer yet. But if you're Jalen Ramsey, you got to be thinking, oh, my back. My back just, it gets worse every time I hear news like this. It's an ugly situation.
Yes and no, because do you devalue yourself by not playing? And, you know, if you, I always say, if I'm a competitive person, sitting on the sideline doesn't seem like the way to get what I want.
I agree. But Le'Veon Bell got paid doing exactly that.
I know.
And that kind of shook my faith in that idea.
He also had that clause that he didn't figure out till way late.
Right. It's the truth.
Into the game. Jalen doesn't have that. Right?
No, he does not have that.
So, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, in the Le'Veon Bell thing, he also didn't want to get hurt at one point, right?
Of course.
Meaning once you waited.
Yep, and probably the same thing with Jalen.
Yeah, and if he is already hurt, you know, okay, I'll take you at your word. I mean, at this point, it's hard to say that's true when the guy's never missed a game at any level.
Yeah,
you know, and all of a sudden, when you're in the middle of an argument, now you have back tightness. It's also not, you know, it's not where you can point to a play and say this is when it happened. You know, did it happen when he was in Nashville and his second child was being delivered?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Jump up for joy and be,
pull my back.
The other thing that I wanted to get into is that we're obsessed, it seems, with Howie Roseman being so aware of the compensatory pick game. That's all we talk about.
Didn't he just get one yesterday or 2 days ago?
So when you...
he let somebody go.
LJ Fort.
There you go. I know it was somebody.
So not only do you mess with your own compensatory pick formula, now the Steelers, who are the team that LJ Fort used to play for... I was reading this. Now they have a decision to make because they signed another guy who was expected to be canceled out by LJ Fort in the compensatory pick formula. This guy hasn't worked out, Dante Moncrief. Now they've got to make a decision about whether they're going to hold on to him, because if he's on the roster past week 10, they're probably going to lose their compensatory pick for Le'Veon Bell, which is the third rounder.
Oh my gosh. Well, you got to keep him then.
Well, no, it's if you keep him, you don't get that.
I had it the other way around. Oh, yeah. Well, then for sure you don't.
Right. You've got to maybe hang in there and wait to see if he turns something around and then go. Phew. I'm surprised that they cut LJ Fort, considering they gave him the multi-year deal and things like that. But
oh, my goodness.
They're messing with themes all over the place.
Compensatory pick.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Playing the compensatory pick game. There we go.
By the way, did you see... one of Tom Brady's best friends forever and a day. He still wears his shoulder pads from 25 years ago.
What?
If Antonio Brown is not allowed to wear his helmet. Now, I know where the helmet is because technology has bettered it for concussion purposes.
Right.
No, these are the shoulder pads he wore at Michigan. And he's still wearing them 25 years later.
The same pair?
The same pair.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, and the equipment manager who is now retired at Michigan, he still stays in touch with them. But yes, because he has tried others, but he always goes back to his dear friend because he likes the movement of his arm in them.
Wow.
How about that?
So when did he start playing at Central Michigan?
No, at regular Michigan.
Antonio Brown didn't go to regular season.
Oh,
Michigan.
I'm talking about Tom Brady.
Oh,
I Tom thought Brady.
Brady's wearing the same.
Yes, I'm saying if Antonio Brown's not allowed to wear the same helmet, how is Tom Brady allowed to wear his shoulder
pads? The connection has now been made. Tom Brady's wearing the same.
Yeah. The same pair. They photographed him.
I gotta see this. That's amazing.
It's got its own life now.
His 1995 shoulder pads. Oh my gosh.
I knew you would like this.
How do your shoulders not explode? I guess they protected you back then, back when people could actually hit.
But
you know,
the pictures you see when he was first drafted into the league? He looks like such a small boy.
Yes.
It makes it, I mean, I don't know how our shoulder pads, do they fit for life? I don't know.
I always had that sensation when I was watching Sam Bradford with like the skinny little arms coming out of like the big sleeves, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's good. He certainly hasn't grown in width.
Wider,
right?
Yeah.
You know? At least not at the shoulder.
Look at those things.
Right? Isn't that hysterical?
Oh, man. I swear, D, I might have seen these things at Play It Again Sports the other day for like $6.99.
He has tried others, but it has not worked out.
The Douglas 25Ls.
Exactly. So basically, the equipment guy at Michigan back then, if somebody liked something a little different or odd, he had a place that he could get them made with Douglas.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that's the maker, not a person, I believe.
Okay.
And so they did something that he really liked, and he's worn them ever since. He wasn't even a starter when he got them.
Wow.
Hmm.
So I'm looking at this on...
I wonder what he could, now that we know the story, what do you think he will get for those shoulder pads when he's done playing if you put them on eBay?
Well, so I'm on eBay right now.
Oh, you're seeing how much the Douglas cost?
This is an adult large. It's in black. It's not in in white like the
from 1995?
I incredibly doubt that this is from 1995.
All right. I didn't know if you how far you were taking this.
Well, I mean, can I sort by year of shoulder pad?
No, probably not.
I would love to. This is a set for $100.
Yeah.
Worn a couple times, excellent condition. See pictures.
I'm just saying.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
He would get,
man, with
for the shoulder pads that he's worn every
game
play of his career.
Of his NFL career.
Someone's going to pay like $30,000 for
that. So part of the story is that, you know, in the Super Bowls, he always makes sure that, you know, he gets his, puts them somewhere so they don't, you know, get misplaced.
Remember, because the jersey got swiped.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is just outrageous.
Yeah, so anyhow, I thought I'd share.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I don't even know what to say now. Brady's white shoulder pads, which also have his number 12 on them, wouldn't have lasted this long without constant care. No kidding. So they basically get reconditioned every year, which means they're sanitized, the padding protection is checked, and the plastic is monitored for any cracks.
Yeah, 25 years old.
Okay. All right, so this is like having like a Barracuda or something like that restored, where it's like it's technically a 1961 car.
Yeah.
But there's nothing 1961 on the car. You've replaced it. I would hope that in 25 years.
I don't think they've replaced the plastic.
Maybe not. Wow.
Yeah.
That is, that's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
That's, of course, that's Tom Brady, though. That is something that I would expect.
TB12.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Josh and Maniunk is on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh, do you have anything on your person or in your house from 1995?
Probably a hat.
Hat, all right. Know. Yeah, but you don't keep it out of principle, I bet.
No, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, you just have probably somewhere mom's, probably in the attic where mom's like, you got to get rid of this box. I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah, right. Who throws away a hat? I'm with you, Josh.
Exactly. You know, why would you do that? I might be like the Warminster championship hat we wore when we were nine. You know?
Exactly. What's going on, man?
The memories. Listen, I think Jalen Ramsey's an idiot, obviously. I think, you know, I agree with you, D. There's only so much time he had to play. Le'Veon Bell, let's not forget, while he got paid, he also, the Steelers offered him $18 million more last year to come with him in a full guaranteed contract. And it's funny seeing how he goes to the Jets And Adam Gase is just using him as a battering ram. His life of an NFL running back is going to be very short.
Yeah. You know, he may not. It didn't work out the way I think he anticipated it would.
No, absolutely not. Would I love to get Jalen Ramsey? Of course I would. I mean, let's be honest. We're thin at secondary. I think this team has a good nucleus. I would have loved to see them bring back Chris Long one more year because there's good chemistry. I think Malcolm Jenkins, he could be a great guy to lean on and maybe mold Jalen. I mean, would I give up 2 first-round picks? Yes, because we're in win mode now, But I completely understand for Jacksonville saying, if I'm the owner, I have an all-pro cornerback that can be my all-pro cornerback for the next 10 years. I'm not giving him up, and we've got to find a way to make it work, whether it's someplace, it's just like the NBA. Maybe the coach has to go, And I know it's hard to believe that you're saying it's about Doug Marrone because 3 years ago he was in the AFC Championship.
Right,
right.
So, but, I mean, I think it's embarrassing. The players are doing this. I really do. I think it's
childish.
And I
think that owner has kind of hinted at that. We cannot allow that if they're unhappy, they automatically get moved.
No, this isn't the NBA. I mean, it's baffling. I think the NBA is just so ridiculous anymore about, Kawhi Leonard wants Paul George after he just signed a 5-year deal with Oklahoma City. Okay, yep. Get this done.
What?
No. It doesn't work that way.
I mean,
you go, it's embarrassing. But I will say this about Tom Brady. Guess what? Those shoulder pads will be the first thing stolen if he wins another Super Bowl.
That's what I said. Now the story got out.
Josh, thanks, man.
It'll be under lock and key.
Yeah, you better have that with another individual. You have like the equipment manager, and then there's somebody else just on shoulder pad duty.
By the way, I have something that I do wear from 1991 that's a hat.
You do?
Mm-hmm. It's the Inside Stuff hat.
Okay. Good hat.
It's a great hat.
Would never consider moving on from the hat. Of course. Absolutely.
I have people who offer to buy it off my head when I'm golfing.
Really?
I'm like, no.
Well, I mean, you don't entertain offers? Like, what are we talking about here? Somebody's like, I'll give you $1,000 for the hat.
Well, that would be different. I'm not taking $100 for it.
No.
They don't make them anymore.
Yeah, you can't find them. That's exactly it. That's interesting. Do I have something from 1995? Yeah, probably. I probably got some like first generation like Nintendo video games and stuff like that that I would it may or may not work that I probably wouldn't consider selling. But I'm also like a.
But this is in my regular rotation of hats I wear.
Right, that's the thing. It's different. Like Tom Brady uses this every week.
This is my rotation.
Not for me. I don't think so. Man, oh man. Then again, it's a little different because I would be keeping something from when I was 6. So that's that.
Right,
was,
a little, okay. That,
just saying. 610-6320. I just want to call it like it is.
Gosh.
Well, okay, so it'd be something that I would keep today. That would be 25 years into the future. So something that I'd be wearing today as a 55-year-old person. Okay. All right. I bet I could find something. I bet I could find something that would stay in the rotation. I bet I'll try to do it now. Let's go back to the tweets, by the way. Because there's something that Roman T said a while ago that I never addressed about the Eagles that is interesting. I want to know if you think this is true, D.
I'm going to listen.
There's something about having a good run game that mellows you out. Hashtag fly, Eagles, fly. Talking about why it's kind of calm going into this Jets game.
Oh.
Do you think that that's true? Do you think that there's something steadying about having a ground game?
Well, he's making it sound like we're going to see it again.
Mm.
And it sounds like most people aren't positive about that.
Yeah.
You being one of them, correct?
I would like to see it, yes.
Right.
I'm not positive that we would see it.
Correct.
I do think that's the way that they win.
But I know, because you think it's going to be about controlling the clock.
Yeah, pretty much. I just don't want you to have 20 chances at that defense. I don't. Yeah, I think that that's the way that it goes. And that's why.
And you'll probably be able to have success.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, meaning, absolutely.
If the Eagles' offensive line performs like it did against the Packers, I don't really think we're having much of a conversation.
to begin with. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
I mean,
that.
A lot of that, they protected Carson. He didn't get sacked. He got hit only twice. You know, this is a game that can totally be won in the trenches because the flip side, get to Luke Falk if you're the defensive line. That would be actually a good thing this week.
Mm-hmm.
That would kind of build up some character a little bit.
Yeah, because it was the first week that they did it, right?
Right.
Like, so to be able to do it twice in a row, it's
now
like,
Barnett's coming off of a banged up groin.
Yeah.
And he's the one who had the sack. Cause turnovers against a team like the Jets, let's face it.
Yes.
You gotta create some turnovers now.
Yeah, Luke Falk is coming into this game expecting to turn the ball over.
I think he's only thrown one interception.
One this season. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
He's only played two games, but still, it's only one interception.
And I mean, you've seen around the league, outside of Daniel Jones, right? You've seen how conservative the game plans have started when the backup quarterbacks have
come in. Yep.
Now, gradually over the course of it, you're seeing Gardner Minshew start to get unleashed a little bit. You're seeing Daniel Jones from Jump Street kind of do whatever he wants to do.
Minshew, who's like taking the world by storm.
Yes.
His look.
Oh, yeah. That might make an appearance a little bit later today during One More Thing. But yes, the Gardner Minshew look is very important.
Isn't it crazy how like these fads take on a life of their own? I mean, the Jaguars are using this as a marketing toy.
Uh-huh.
Tool.
They're going to sell ticket packages with the headband and the mustache.
Hmm.
And I have inside authority that our very own Josh Rabick is at the top of the list for getting Jaguars tickets, plans to sell them, and is only interested in the headband and the mustache that'll make him look like Gardner Minshew. No word on whether the jean shorts come with it.
You laugh at that. I lived in Jacksonville for a year, and they were selling 50-yard line tickets for $30 at the time.
$30.
Wow. 50.
What do you think that ticket goes for now?
Well, he lived there. I would have no idea.
It's probably not crazy more, right? Like Jacksonville.
I think people go to those games now.
You think so?
I do.
The Foles factor?
Even though he's sidelined.
Though he's sidelined.
Well, now with this guy.
All right, it's a little bit better of a product than it was around 2013.
I have to tell Josh, though, I don't know where you lived, but I went down to Jacksonville to do stories leading up to the Eagles Super Bowl against the Patriots. And one of my stories was that's where Brett Myers was from. That's where I lived in the off season. But that week was miserable. It rained every day. There was nothing there. Have you ever visited?
Once. I've been to Jacksonville once.
Kidding. There is nothing there. Oh, okay, and I actually just found out the other year that Jacksonville is the largest geographical city in the continental U.S. too.
The largest city?
Yeah, so you have to exclude like Alaska, which has a couple that fall in there.
All right, so take me through this. So it's bigger size-wise than Los Angeles?
Yes, because I think there's parts of Jacksonville where it's like outside the city that still constitutes as Jacksonville, so it's kind of almost a loophole.
Josh, I trust you, but I'm verifying. I need to know.
I don't want to be in third person, so I'm going to ask Josh. I was about to say, Joe, where did Josh go to school? But I'll just ask Josh, where'd you go to college?
I went to college in Western PA at the Slimy Pebble, Slippery Rock University.
The Slimy Pebble. Oh, my God.
Did they have shirts that said the Slimy Pebble?
Did they have that? Was that there a bar there?
That's a great hashtag.
All right. Jacksonville. You've got to be kidding me.
Is he right?
It's way bigger than Los Angeles, which is the biggest city I've ever seen size-wise, I thought.
You said you trusted him.
I do. I trust, but verify.
Snapple facts went away and Josh Rabick walked in.
Listen to this. 503 square miles for Los Angeles, which is just a massive city.
Oh, I know.
Jacksonville is 875 miles.
Well, here's the deal. When I said there was nothing there, at least it has a lot of space of nothingness.
That is outrageous.
Yeah.
Josh, I'm going to use that for Quizzo later. So thank you very much. I very much appreciate that. That is amazing. All that land and nothing to do. 610-632-0975. What's up, Josh? What were you going to say?
I was just going to say it's like if Ohio was a city.
Jeez. Taking shots every geographical location known to man. Yeah, send your hate to Josh on Twitter, not to D or myself. 610-632-0975. We'll be right back with more after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
D-Line, I'm Joe Torti here with you, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. Josh Rabick is producing, doing an outstanding job as usual, with Jacksonville trivia that I didn't know that I needed. So very good stuff there from Josh. D, I wanted to ask you about this, the other news coming down from the NFL in the last couple of days here. Vontaze Burfict suspended for the rest of the season for the helmet-to-helmet hit. Saw the hit was a terrible hit. I saw some people that were defending it. Don't understand where that comes from. Whatever. But
including his teammate and his coach.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, I mean, first of all, I know that you're...
I guess Carr has to. I don't know.
Just don't say anything.
That's what I would... Yeah, that's the route I would have taken.
Just don't say anything.
I wasn't surprised that Gruden was... I mean, he was at his back.
Yeah, of course.
And then some.
Well, Gruden was definitely a big... Let me put it this way. Vontaze Burfict doesn't strike me as a big... The other way around. Mike Mayock doesn't strike me as a big Vontaze Burfict guy. John Gruden strikes me as much more of a Vontaze Burfict guy.
I get where you're coming from.
So like, I would bet that that was a determining factor in the decision to bring him in to begin with. Just remembering what I've heard through the media, both of those guys, John Gruden on Monday Night Football and Mike Mayock talking about him and being like, yeah, this, you know, he's a talented guy, but X, Y, and Z. Now the questions come, and I saw that a couple people have talked about this. Is banning him, suspending him from the season enough?
I've heard people say you should never play in the NFL again.
What do you make of that? What do you think?
Of saying never again?
Never again.
I think you should leave it open to that being a possibility, especially if you don't feel like his behavior has ever changed. You know
right.
what I mean?
I do.
And like that's repeated offense. Now, somebody else may say, well, then put it in stricter writing. One offense, two offense, three, you know what I mean? That so a person like him knows that somewhere down the line, you keep this up, you're out.
Right. Exactly. Some kind of
right, but,
standard.
But exactly. But if the other side of that is, you know what? You pushed the limit way too far. Everybody knows it except for you, meaning
or,
the guy.
Or even if you do, you can't stop. You know?
Or you don't want to stop.
Or you don't want to stop.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a pushback that some people thought that struck me as odd. You know, when people were saying that he should be banned for life, somebody said the NFLPA will never allow this to happen.
Banned for life?
Yeah.
Is there anybody who's ever been banned for life in the NFL?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I mean...
Not officially. You know what I mean? Not like as a position...
Right.
Let's see. So, was there any gambling? Okay, there were some gambling things. Here we go.
Yeah, I bet gambling.
Like
but
in
that's
1925,
also,
sure. 1947. Let's see.
But along those lines, at least in like Major League Baseball, that gambling thing is listed out front of every clubhouse you go in.
Okay.
So at least it's in writing somewhere.
The famous one's Ray Carruth. Which wasn't for life, but indefinite. And obviously, they just decided to never resolve that because, you know, it kind of resolved itself.
Right.
Indefinite. Michael Vick was an indefinite suspension.
But he got back.
Yeah, 2 years later.
Well, so I guess...
Not really. This doesn't happen often.
All right, yeah. So I guess the point would be if they do it indefinitely, that would go... That could pass through the PA.
Right, they could
definitely,
do that.
They definitely could do that, and indefinite doesn't say when you bring them back anyhow.
Well, so the way that I looked at it, though,
How old is he, by the way?
Is he 29, mm-hmm. I think? Is it, the reason that it struck me as interesting, yeah, he's 29, he turned 29 in September, good guess, Joe, was that all of the other suspensions that the NFLPA would be advocating on behalf of players for, violation of the league's personal conduct policy, drug abuse policy, and in-game offenses and things like all kinds of stuff like that, right? And in-game offenses being like you stepped on somebody or you poked somebody in the eye or conduct detrimental to the team. These are all like kind of open and shut situations where, of course, the Players Association would be siding on the side of the player that was being suspended.
Okay.
But if you're the NFL Players Association, your responsibility is to all of the players. Why is your responsibility more to Vontaze Burfict as opposed to the guy whose head he's taking off?
Right.
You know?
Sure. Well, I'd like to know what... And he's trying to take off many heads.
Yes. Including teammate Antonio Brown.
Right, right.
One-time teammate Antonio Brown.
So I wonder what those guys think and what their stance to the Players Association has been or if any of them want to challenge. I think one of the things is you might not... I don't know where you would stand on him because you don't want to offend the other people in the Players Association, right? You don't want to be that one that says, you know... Unless none of them can play, you know,
right.
Or they have had such concussion damage, which you may not even know till somewhere down the line from
right.
some of these hits.
That's the truth.
So I don't know what you. Yeah, you're right though. Why would your stance be greater for one than others? Because it is to one another as opposed to. You know, things that are off the field that happen, like the Ray Rice situation.
Yep.
You're just trying to protect your guy. It's people on the outside might not like it, but
right.
you're just trying to protect your guy.
If you're sleeping through a meeting or something, you know what I mean?
But in this case, there's multiple guys, and one person has done the damage to the others.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And so that's what struck me, even as like Jack Doyle, who I believe was the tight end that got leveled, said that it wasn't a big deal and that it was a football play. I wonder if that's him being a tough guy. And inside, like if like Vontaze Burfict is appealing the suspension and the Players Association's taking up his cause, if you're Doyle being like, dude, like this guy just tried to literally take my head off. This could have ended my career. You know, I do wonder if this will be something that which side the NFLPA will come down
on. Well, first of all, he is appealing, meaning he's appealing the hit.
Okay.
So that'll take place first, right? Before the Players Association. Well, because see how it appeals and then see what the NFL does after that.
Well, aren't the players, like, isn't the players union usually a part of any kind of appeals process? I'm not sure. He would have enough experience with this, being his 17th run-in with the league's disciplinary office.
Right?
But yeah.
Ian Rappaport reported Burfict will appeal his suspension.
Huh.
Heading back to the United States for his appeal after previously traveling with the Raiders for their Week 5 game in London.
Wow.
Given his reputation as a repeat violator of player safety rules, a lengthy ban shouldn't come as a surprise. Oh, wow. NFL VP of Football Operations John Runyon.
Hey, John.
Said in a league-wide release that Burfict was suspended for lowering his head to initiate and make contact with his helmet against an opponent and for repeat violations of unnecessary roughness rules.
Well, so just for perspective, three NFL players have been banned for life in league history. Art Foltz's 1925 suspension for using high school players in a game was overturned a year later. former Giants Frank Philchok and Merle Hapes were booted from the NFL for taking bribes in order to throw the 46 championship game.
I mean, gambling, I totally get it.
And then there was one more that I forgot because it was coaches. You know what it takes to get suspended for a year?
The bounty.
Bounty gate. Literally, like, trying to hurt other players.
Yeah.
So it seems that would be kind of in line with this.
I was just going to say, their precedent has been set.
It seems that's how it would go. 610-632-0975. But we'll see. Jake in Newtown Square wants to weigh in on this on the Fanatic. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. I want to touch on some of the suspensions. You touched on something for baseball. I don't know if my exact example is what came to mind, but you mentioned like the early 1900s. I forget the example Devon gave, but mine specifically, and it's funny because the only reason I remember it is because I did a report on the player, but Shoeicho Jackson, the White Sox.
Yeah, the Black Sox scandal, for sure.
Yeah, the whole Sox scandal. That specifically came to mind as soon as you said that about like indefinite suspension and how that all turned out. Supposedly, he wasn't in on it, and a bunch of the players on the team was. We'll never know, obviously, yada, yada, bury it. In terms of the Phillies and how all that's turning out, I'm kind of on the fence on how I want them, John Middleton specifically, to handle his removing and replacing of some of the upper level. I agree that Klentak and McPhail need to go for sure as far as doing like a whole clean slate and doing it all at the same time. I don't know how he'd handle that and who he would find to replace all those positions, but I definitely agree that their lack of taking care of the pitching in season. You guys talked about, I'm forgetting his name, Kimbrel.
Yes. And, or Keuchel. Yeah, Keuchel.
Excuse me. Yeah, Keuchel and the comments he made about being on the Braves and now he's pitching in the wild card for the Braves.
Yep.
I think that's kind of karma, and I can't remember the saying, but it's like looking back at history, something like that. I don't know. But I think you get what I'm saying with that.
Yeah, and Jake, thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Because, yeah, we have in other sports, too, we've seen that kind of thing happen, too. And as it relates to the Phillies, I don't think that there's any scenario where you see McPhail and Klentak go and Kapler stays for any length of time.
No.
I don't think that's possible.
Never an option.
Because, I mean, you've seen regime changes.
Really, the only one, there's two options.
Right.
The clean sweep.
Yes.
Or Kapler by himself.
Yep.
Yeah, they're the only two.
Yeah, you don't see it cut out from the top.
No.
Think of it like a tree branch, right? You can't cut out the top.
I don't even think you have McPhail whack two of them.
Right.
I don't think that's an option either.
610-632-0975. That's true. Like, to have him be the last man standing?
No.
Why?
It won't happen. By the way, when we think of band, I can't believe I didn't think of this one earlier. P. Rose.
Yeah. Yeah, band for life, of course, in baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, again, gambling is a little easier for people. They just don't feel bad about doing it. And in this case, we're talking about hurting people's lives.
Yeah, and livelihoods, careers.
And it seems so much easier for people to do it when it's money.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
I don't get it.
There are people that were wondering about Michael Jordan's retirement and whether that was gambling related.
Well, that's out there as a mystery that we'll never really know.
I guess that's true. I hope that one day we do. I hope that
you
one day
we're
going to
get that answer.
We'll get a tell-all someday.
How are we going to get the tell? Mike is never going to tell.
You don't think he's ever going to tell?
You don't think
70-year-old Michael Jordan's going to pop off at the mouth one day?
No, because it will be admitting that the league got the better of him. He would never want the people to know that the league won. No way.
They didn't really win. He came back, you know.
Well, maybe they said...
Briefly.
Well, maybe he said the ban's only 3 years.
Like, was he gone 3?
Yeah.
I was talking about the first suspension. He was only gone the 1 year. Or the first retirement. He was only gone the 1.
Dude, if he had stayed, he could have won 9 straight championships.
My, oh my. I know.
Take a break in them.
Yeah, we got to recharge. Steve Lineham and Joe Torti will be right back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back, D-Line. I'm Joe Torti, 97.5 The Fanatic. We are taking you up until midnight. Covered a lot of ground already, and there's still a lot of time to go. Quick explanation. This is coming from Dennis from Ben Salem. Quick explanation of why the union will appeal. The employee and the union always want you to appeal any suspension, even if you did it. They want the employer to understand that if they choose to suspend someone, they will have to fight for it. It isn't a good look in a situation like this, but it does make them think twice before suspending someone for something borderline or questionable, which is the goal. And I think that most of the time that's true, but isn't the NFL kind of a weird, different situation where the appeals process kind of just like goes back to the commissioner most of the time, right? So there's, you know, he's the judge, jury, and executioner a lot of times.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like it that way.
But no, a lot of people don't.
Especially when it's Roger Goodell.
You're right? Not kidding. A lot
because,
of people don't.
Because his, he seems to take each case and have rules of its own for each one, which some may say that's good, but to me there's no formula for what constitutes punishment.
Right. Yeah, well, so the one that people bring up all the time is how do you compare the Michael Vick situation to the Ray Rice situation to the Tyreek Hill situation to the Ben Roethlisberger situation to the Greg Hardy situation? It's like a wide spectrum of all kinds of different things, and you're just arbitrarily dishing out discipline or not in some cases.
And people always find like this should have been harsher. Why was this so harsh? How could you do this?
Right.
I mean, it's really, yeah.
The Tyreek Hill one's the most interesting to me. Because if you have that kind of leeway, and there have been like other things that have, like with Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy was allowed to play until it got so ridiculous and flagrant that you were like, all right, the league's got to do something. But you expected that shoe to drop with Tyreek Hill. With the Ben Roethlisberger situation, you just got the impression that Roger Goodell was like, all right, you're supposed to be one of the faces of the league. I've had enough of seeing you in the headlines. That's going to be it. Where is like the Tyreek Hill situation relative to that? A lot of people have questions about this, which is why if you're Vontaze Burfict's camp, as crazy as it sounds, you think you have an outside shot at this.
You can fight it.
Yeah, you've got an outside shot.
Well, in the Ben Roethlisberger one, his got cut down.
Yeah, it was 10 games.
And it went to
four, I think.
And it happened to be that year they went to the Super Bowl. Jeez, those didn't have anything to do with each other.
I mean, it's a mess. It just looks messy all over the place. You know, with Michael Vick.
Now, in fairness,
yeah,
Roethlisberger was never convicted of anything in a court of law.
Yeah. I don't even know if it ever went to court. Like, you know, I don't even know if it ever went to a criminal, like, charge.
No, there was
a civil thing.
Yes, and then that settled in an undisclosed way.
Payoff is effectively the way that things are thought of now. But so that's an example of if that's a suspension-worthy thing.
Right.
Tyreek Hill's here on the voicemail.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. I'm just saying if you're
Did Peterson ever get suspended? Adrian Peterson, but his was related to a child.
Yeah, I thought that he did get. Well, he got commissioner's exempt list, which is like worse, right?
Because you're not allowed.
You're
right?
On double secret probation and there's nothing you can do.
Like, right.
I think that that's pretty much the big
thing. Oh, commissioner's exempt list doesn't allow the Players Association to...
I don't think you can get involved at all.
I got you.
Let me see. I don't want to be speaking from where the sun don't shine, but...
Well, I do know along those lines because they said if any team signs Antonio Brown, he will be on the commissioner's exempt list right away.
Yeah. I remember Josh Brown was on it, the kicker who had the domestic violence situation. Let's see. Can't practice her 10 games. Is allowed at the facility for meetings, individual workouts, therapy, rehab, and other permitted non-football activities if permitted by the franchise. You get, here's the big difference. And this is why the league doesn't, the Players Association doesn't get involved. You get paid on the commissioner's exempt list.
You do?
You get your normal salary.
Wow.
You get all your benefits.
Well, then there
the
it
whole
is.
Deal.
But you don't need the Players Association if you're getting paid.
So this is now I have a much clearer understanding of this. I don't know why I never thought of this before. This is the sweep under the rug list.
Correct.
This is the we don't want anyone to see you wearing our uniform
but
with
you
our
will
shield
still
and stuff
get
like
that check deposited to your account.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why the Players Association has nothing to do with the commissioner's exempt list.
Mm.
It's a crazy world that we live on. What is this from Oakland? Jason Dumas, who's for KRON4 News, is putting mayo on your hot dog normal, or should I be concerned at what everyone in this Oakland A's press box is doing?
Ooh, gross.
Is this a thing? Mayo on a hot dog?
That must be a thing for Oakland.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
maybe it's attached to somebody did it and then that's how they were winning and now it's what you do when you're in the playoffs. I don't know.
Man, oh man. That's something. I don't know what it is, but let me just check to see superstitions wise. I think the A's are getting smoked, but yeah, they're getting smoked by
5-1.
The Rays.
So is
maybe,
that their version of a rally cap?
Putting mayo on a hot dog?
Yeah.
Physically subjecting yourself to something? Like you're atoning for some sins by choking down mayo on a hot dog?
Is mayo in the same category as mustard with you?
Yeah, it's solidly on that category, for sure. What's this look from you? You knew. You knew what the answer was going to be before you asked.
I just remembered that mustard is has no place on this planet with you.
Yeah, well.
So I never heard you talk about mayo in the same way.
I'm not a huge condiments person.
Apparently.
The only condiment that I will accept on everything, it's buffalo sauce. Like that's like, and I don't even know if you'd consider that a condiment. But I say if you can get it as a dip, you know, you can get it as a dip at Chick-fil-A, it counts. But yeah. And
all things lead back to Chick-fil-A.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm working on a brand endorsement or something like that. Checks in the mail, I'm sure. As far as I'm concerned, if I were ever like in trouble, we talked about this before. I think I was with Devon when we were talking about this. If I was ever in trouble and I had to put out a tweet or a message or something like that to let people know that, like, I was in danger.
Like SOS.
Yeah. It'd be like, extra mustard, please. Like, that's kind of like how people would know something's up with me. I'm sorry. I think that's what it would be.
Extra mustard, please. That's pretty good. That would certainly fly under the radar.
Yeah. I don't want to get blown up because you're not allowed to just say, like, you know, I'm under duress, you know. Do you have something that you would that would be a dead giveaway for people that knew and loved you? That'd be like, something's up with D. We got to go find D. I'm sure that you got some. I'll let you think about it.
I'm
going
to think about it.
I want to know, and Josh, you too, because I'm sure I am dying to know what's going to come out of your mouth. 610-632-0975. It's D Lineham and Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.